let's get into our first set of demos. And the first one actually involves three different technologies and products. So it's a Silverlight streaming publishing plugin for Expression Encoder 2.0. First of all, how many people here have ever used Expression Encoder? Show of hands. Not too bad. About 30% of you here in this room. What it is? It's a video editing software that comes part of our Expression Studio suite, and with that, you have the ability to publish these videos and encode them for Silverlight streaming. And so Silverlight is the second technology we'll be talking about. How many people here have actually started to play with Silverlight? Show of hands, a good number of folks. So Silverlight is our, you know, flash kind of product, but only better, right? So it's
a lot better.
It's multi-platform. You have a lot of developer flexibility in developing apps in .NET and as well as in Java. So it's pretty extensible. So a lot of good things there. So what about hooking these things up? Well, there's a plugin that will hook up Encoder to a service that we have, which is free, which is called silverlight.live.com, where you can actually park Silverlight application. First thing I'll show you is the administration homepage. And if you go to the bottom, what this service allows you to do is park apps for free. How many and how big? Up to 10 gig. And streaming is free up to 5 terabytes of aggregated bandwidth per user account per month. Generally, the video should not exceed 10 minutes. So if you have like a short video or something you've got to show on your site, this is not just a playground, by the way. You can actually host, you know, production videos for your production website on this location. I'll show you how to do that toward the tail end of this demo. So again, another free service right there. Now, managing the account. So when you first go to silverlight.live.com, you got to have a live ID. You log in, you get an account, and basically you get these two things. You get the account ID, and I'm going to get an account key. Now, you have to remember these because these are two properties that we're going to need to set inside of Encoder to kind of map it to Silverlight Live. And then finally, we've got manage applications, and this is where all your apps will end up getting published to, and we'll come back to this page once it's all said and done. So let's go ahead and bring up Encoder, and we're going to go ahead and bring in a video. And we'll go ahead and bring in the ever-famous Bear video. So it's actually analyzing the video as it's reading it in. And you can start playing it through. And you can go ahead and add edit heads right here as it's playing through. Now, if you ever, have any ex-boyfriends or girlfriends or ex-fiancés and you want to edit out of the film, certain clips where they're in, boy, this is the tool for you, because what you can do now is you can just take this little marker and then just X out that one chunk right there, and now it'll just skip over and you'll kind of see it be a little choppy when I play it back, all right? So this is a great thing. So that's the editing part. And you can edit multiple files, bring them all in here, and there's a lot of great capabilities with Encoder. Next thing to do is where we want to publish to. Now, this is where you see the result of the plugin, right? So I applied the plugin. Once you do that, you'll see Silverlight streaming come down as a choice. We're going to do an auto start publish, which means as soon as I get done encoding this, and by the way, when I did this file open or import up here, all different kinds of file types, you could see them all here, even MOV files. If you got a QuickTime installed on your machine, it'll recognize that format, and you can bring all those types in, ABI files, and when it encodes it, it'll encode it as a WMV file, and that'll be able to be streamed with Silverlight. So some really slick technology right there. So we're going to automatically publish after we do the encoding. I hate the automatic name because it just gives you a name that just doesn't make sense. So we'll just call this DeVry, all right, because that's where we're at today. Here is the account number, and here is the key. I already pre-pasted those in, all right, that we had from our Silverlight Live page. The last thing to do before we set this thing is what kind of a, skin do we want to have around this, where you've got your VCR type controls to pause and play and sound. You can specify what directory where you want to put these files. It actually creates an entire Silverlight application for you is what this does. We're ready to do it. So let's go ahead and hit the encode button. Now, while this is encoding, what you'll see is a status bar up at the top come through, and it'll go ahead and start encoding the video. And once it does that and completes, then you're going to go look down to the right where it says the settings. And over here, you'll start seeing the actual files being uploaded and published to Silverlight Live. And we come up to Silverlight Live. Now it's checking the quota on our server, right? Make sure we're under the 10 gig. There's the bare WMV. That's the largest of the files it will upload. One of 12 files.
Looks like some of the students went home. It's uploading quickly.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's right. I got bandwidth. I get it now. Okay, yeah, you're right. All right. So I was wondering where you're coming out of that one. There you stand. Okay, now look at that. Finished. Right now what's going to do is pop up a local host version of this so you can just see it running on your machine. So you'll see the ASP.NET development server come up, see the actual video being played. You can see the, you know, little edit I made there, right there. You see a jump right there. So this is the piece I took out, and that's our bare video. Now if I go back out to the applications page, and we look down on the page toward the D section, and you should see DeVry, there it is. That's the one we just did today. And now you see your application properties. And the thing I want to point out here, remember I said how you can tie this into your production application? All you got to do is copy and paste this iframe right here. We all like that copy and paste technology, right? Isn't that great? So copy and then paste that into your page, and now you got reference to that video as part of your page. There's a second method as well that gets described here using a live control. And you can use some of these snippets as well to go ahead and use that approach to incorporate that to your application. So here's the application. Now, notice this time it's being played off of silverlight.live.com, not through localhost. So what do you think of that? Pretty nice.
Don't cut it no more. Want a great big